With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Astor Theatre Management was hoping for a better start to 2022. The popular Liverpool theatre has been effectively closed since the province announced restrictions just before Christmas to limit the spread of the Omicron variant. General Manager Gene Robinson-Dexter says safety measures such as checking for vaccination, masking, and having ushers escort patrons directly to their seats encouraged a good turnout at many of the shows before they were shut down.
People told us that they felt safe, they felt welcome, and so we will just continue to do that once we're able to welcome folks back here.
The province announced those restrictions have been extended until the end of January, and Robinson-Dexter is still unsure what will happen after that. She's been reaching out to promoters and performers scheduled to play in February to decide if they will go ahead with their dates, with the risk of more potential restrictions canceling those shows as well.
We're just kind of in wait and see, hoping that we can reopen, and I'm not expecting that it's going to be at full capacity again for a while.
Opening for 50 to 100 people is not economically viable for the theater or performers, according to Robinson-Dexter. She hopes the community understands that leaves the theater in a precarious position. The Astor receives annual grants to help cover some of the operating costs, and the federal and provincial governments have come forward with more money to help the theater weather the pandemic. But it takes funding from multiple sources, including fundraising and ticket sales, to keep the Astor afloat. Robinson-Dexter says the theater has just wrapped its annual December donation campaign, but she hasn't seen the totals yet. She looks forward to reopening the Astor as soon as pandemic conditions permit, because the theater is more to the community than entertainment.
It's so important for people, both for, I think, for social connection, to get folks out in the community, seeing friends again, and just for their mental health and well-being. You know, music can fill you up.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.